Right. Yesterday, we at the end of Shir, the last thing we talked about was the tefillin. Please serve an oval to wear tefillin. I mentioned to you that there are two mahalchim in the Yisra of an oval to wear tefillin, whether it's a din and hilchot tefillin, that it's inappropriate for tefillin to be on the head of someone who's mu'ulal ba'ofa karnai, as Rashi says, who's in a bad way. Or if it's a din and an oval, that an oval, just like there are many dinei oval, one of the halachs of the oval is that we do not allow him to wear tefillin. These are the two mahalchim. I mentioned yesterday that it's totally in the chalukei dayos of a avol b'yom rishon on cholam ayid whether he puts on tefillin or not. Among other things, there is also there's another halacha. There's a halacha of shmua kareiva. Somebody hears that one of his close relatives died in a different city and buried already, but he doesn't hear about it until later, but within 30 days. So he also sits shiva. He also has a din of sitting shiva, and the halacha is that if he comes to the house where everyone else is sitting, Shiva, let's say someone lost a brother. So he travels in, it's the day after the Levaya, and he comes and he finds that all his relatives are sitting Shiva. So he sits with them the amount of days they sit. In other words, he heard about it afterwards, he's Luchit Shiva. If he'd be alone, he'd have to sit for 7 days. But if he comes to the Gadol Habayis, he comes to the main people of the house, and they're in the middle of Shiva. So the halacha is that he joins them for the shiva. The shaila is, again, does he wear tefillin on the first day? Again, the achalukei days. In other words, for him it's his first day. He's joining his relatives, for them it's the third day, second day, whatever day it is. They're putting on tefillin. What does he do? So there are some paiskim who say that he doesn't put on tefillin, for it's the first day. The first day he don't put on tefillin. There are the others to say, what do you mean? It's a tarti v'sasri. He's joining them there at the second day. How can he be nice about them? It's the first day. For them, it's the second day. So again, it could be that this is totally a dishag. If it's a din in Hilchos Aveilus that he doesn't wear tefillin, then it's taka tarti v'sasri. Because he's supposed to join them for Hilchos Aveilus. So if he comes to them and they're up for the second day, he's also supposed to be Noyv's second day of Eilus, not first day. So this is in Hilchos Aveilus. And it's a taina when he's joining them. Why is he joining them and acting as if it's the first day? He's joining them as the second day. But she'en kein, if you learn it's a din in Hilchos Tefillin, so it's not a tarti v'sasri. He's joining them for Hilchos Aveilus, as far as Hilchos Tefillin are concerned. He has a patora, he has a reason that he's not supposed to wear tefillin. What? He'd be by himself, then he certainly wouldn't wait for the apology. Keep saying that. Right, so this is the just one more nafgamina in the things that we spoke about yesterday. As far as the lamaisa of it, the Dogon Ravava brings down a machlaikis. If this is a patur tefillin only on Yemisa Shehu Yen Kvura, if you put on tefillin only if it's both the day of death and the day of burial, or even if it's only just the Yem Amisa, I'll say the Kvura is the next day. So the Dogon Ravava brought down Chalukei Deis as to whether you have a patur tefillin on a day that's not Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura together. So they bring a raya that you're potter, because since the Shmua Kareiva is potter from tefillin, to him it's also not the Yom HaMisa but Yom HaKvura, the first day of his Aveilus. not the, it's really not the Yeramis that the person didn't die today, and he's not being buried today. So since the Shmuel cried this pasuk still, and it's a raya that you don't need Yamamisa v'yamakfura, it's enough that it's the first day of Avelus, and therefore everybody passed him that on the first day of Avelus, that a person who has made his karev die is zicha pata for stone. Lamaisa. Now, the Dodom Rav brings two sheep in the Rishayim, but la halacha, everyone agrees that on the first day you pata for stone. There is a significant machlokes hapaiskim. What to do on the second day? If the misa is on one day and the kfura is on another day, what do you do then? It's very common, especially nowadays. It's very often that they can't. A person dies in the middle of the day. They usually can't do the levaya that day. So the person dies one day and then levaya the next day. Is his ptur from tefillin only on the first day, when he was a nine in anyway, his pater? Or is his ptur on the yom hakfura too, if it's not the yom hanisa? So on this, there's a machlaikis, they're even different than hugging today, what people do. In my case, I had a shadow. My father passed away on Shabbos, and the kfura was on Sunday. So the shadow was whether to put on tefillin on Sunday. Because it's not Yayma Misa V'Yayma Kfura. Like the Maritah told, it has to be Yayma Misa V'Yayma Kfura. We don't paskin like it. We paskin Yayma Misa alone. But that's Yayma Misa alone. What about Yayma Kfura alone? Am I being clear? Yayma Misa alone, we paskin your pater even if there's no Kfura. What about Yayma Kfura alone? And it's only Kfura that day. So the Achaluke Deis in the Paiskin, the Chayyadim says to put on filling. Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan say not to put on tefillin. And in the yeshiva world, the minig is like the Mishnah Berurah, not to put on tefillin. Right, don't do it on Nimas. Let's do it on them. So the minig is that on the Yom HaKippurah you don't put on, and there are those who do put on. There are people who put on the tzimma, they put on without a bracha. There are those who do. But the lamaist of it is, the yeshiva world, the lamaist of it is not. So the question is, the Maritah held that the only part of the tzimma is misa yam akura, because that's their raisa. That was the time though. But that's avelus their raisa, so passes you. So if Avelus passes you, it's only Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKippur, which is Deiraisa. And we don't pass like the Maritah. We say Yom HaMisa alone passes. So what's the Hesper? Why does Yom HaMisa alone pass? If Yom HaMisa alone passes, because it didn't the first Yom Rishon of Avelus is Deiraisa, and it passes, it's only Yom Rishon of Avelus is Deiraisa, it passes. But if there's nothing to do with being a Deiraisa, you pass even if it's not a Deiraisa, so then it could apply to both days. Now you'll ask me, if it's not their right, then why are you potter? How do you answer that? If it's not their right, then why are you potter? Right, the second day everyone holds it's not available to their right. So why are you potter from Shalom the second day? Not their right, so why are you potter from Shalom? What? If it didn't, it's still in. It's not covered for the tefillin. Maybe that's the hesed. It's not covered for the tefillin. Yeah, but this Jarvan could be like a derash of a shed on tax. I just. I'm not sure what the hesed is. So I'll compare him. This is the machlaik. The machlaik is even a nice one. The day of Misa in Achinami, so it's not known after Mina unless the Misa and Kippur are together. It's the Yom Misa and the original Machlokes in Avin after Mina. The Yom Misa alone, I guess, would only be an after Mina, like Yaakov said, if Misari Lekatafin, if you gave it over to the Chavar Kaddish. They're going to take care of Kippur tomorrow. So then you become a Chayyid in Mitzvah. You become a Chayyid. Why is Machin Ami? That's the Sechlaisis. So you have a Misa, the Kfura is at night, so that's the Shabbat. You have a Kfura, the person puts on Tfilin. Right, before we do the next Gemara, I just want to point out, Tysus, it's an easy Tysus, Chutz. it's a klal in drushes. So, you know, we learn that from Yecheskel, Dinei Avelos. Yecheskel's wife died, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him how to behave. And from the weather, where Baruch Hashem told him how to behave, we learn out Dinei Avelos, for example. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, he told him, don't learn. So from there, we learn out that an novel is also in Limud HaTorah, except for the things that are most. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, put on tefillin, pe'ercha chavash alecha. That we learn out what? That only he should put on tefillin, but every other oval is also betfillin. Follow? Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, put on tefillin. Say, it was only Yecheskel put on tefillin. Everybody else doesn't put on tefillin. Hashem had to tell him to put on tefillin. Then when Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't learn, so we say, we learn out to everybody else, that everyone else also doesn't learn, because Hashem said Avul doesn't learn. So he says, what do you mean? Do you learn out from what Hashem told Yecheskel? Or do you learn out from what he... The opposite of what he said. And he said, when Hashem told Yecheskel put on tefillin, you say, oh, so every other Avul doesn't. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't learn, so he said, oh, then it's the same to all other Avos. So one thing was saying... But Hashem told Yecheskel the same for every Avul. That's learning. And when it's tefillin business, we say, just the opposite. Say, no, it's only him and not every other Avul. So, like, it's not consistent. So, Tosfos Torah, it's not that clear. The last three lines of Tosfos. It's like, the last are Gamrinon. Ta'asa, we learn now. That's what Yecheskel. Kuli Yaman Amiyah. Avalahat, they are loy Gamrinon. Loy Lechudei, Loy Mishreyah. Why don't the Torah? Ta'asa, we learn out of Yecheskel. Ta'asa, learning, we learn out of him. To be matzah tefillin, that we don't learn out of him. But that was the kasha. Why one we do and one we don't? That's the svara of Tosfos. The truth is, this svara, which has to do with the way we always darsh. Now, somebody should be on the list. Maybe yes, maybe no. The question is, how could you prove one way or the other? What? Pe'ercha chavashalacha. Pe'ercha. Tosfos doesn't answer that. Maybe it's the Teretz. That's not Tosfos Teretz, right? Tosfos says that what Hashem told Yecheskel, Isurim, we learn out to all Avel. We told him a Heter, we don't learn out to all Avel. Why? Why? So that flaw says something very poshut. He said, this is the way we dash him something. We dash in a pasuk that it's a chiddush. We assume what it says in the pasuk is a chiddush. Otherwise, Hashem didn't tell him things that are not chiddushim. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him to put on a shirt. Last person almost was allowed to put on a shirt, right? Hashem, whatever Hashem told him is a chiddush. So Hashem said, don't learn. But that's a chiddush. Hashem is allowed to learn. So we learn from here that a novel is not allowed to learn. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, put on tefillin, why is that a chiddush, put on tefillin? If every oval puts on tefillin, so then there's no chiddush in that. If there'll be no pasuk, I assume an oval puts on tefillin. So, what's the chiddush in put on tefillin? So we darshan, if Hashem said to him, put on tefillin, must be a chiddush that all other avelim don't. So we have to twist it and say, well, if Hashem told him put it on, must be all other avelim don't. Because otherwise there is no chiddush. If Hashem said, put on tefillin, and also every Yavul puts on tefillin. Well, what's the chiddush in that? Every Yavul does all of this. So it's...
But you
can't
make a decision before you tell them this halacha, otherwise you don't know. It's only a decision to know that no one wears tefillin by being an Yavul. Then you can say this over here and say that it's a... It's not a chiddush before you actually say
that. Before you start, there'll be no plastic about tefillin. Why would you assume? You have to levaya. It's almost should put on tefillin. Is that what you assume? And I mean, I see Mr. Putnam, but he has to levaya. If there was no plastic, you would say put on tefillin. So But why does Hashem have to come to Yechezkel and say, put on film? So it must be that it's the galah to us that everyone else does not put on film. We always dash in a pasuk with the assumption that there's some chiddush in the pasuk. So Memeila, when Hashem said, don't learn, that's a chiddush. But we're not forced to say that. Then we could just say, don't learn as a chiddush. So we learn how to all have Eilus. Hashtos, Hashem told him to be Noeg Av Eilus. Hashem told him a number of things. One of the things is don't learn. Don't learn, take off your shoes. A bunch of things Hashem said. They were all Hanhagas, the Pash Pshat, the Pasig. Hashem said, you're an Avul, do this, this, and this. Or don't do this. There's no problem with that. That's the normal way to learn the Pasig. Hashem said, you're an Avul, do this. Question is, why when Hashem said put on tefillin, do we twist it and say, you, but nobody else? So why do you do that? Chiddush is, the teretz is, because otherwise there'd be no chiddush. Okay, let's get on to the next piece of Gemara. What are we holding? I think Omar Rabba Tanoihi. The Tanachada, Loya Samaisa Brishan, Pata Pisheni, Bisheni Pata Bishlishi, the Tanyida, Risha Bisheni Pata Shlishi Chayyid. Shlishi means Friday night. It's married Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. So it's a theorem. One place is Chayyid, it's Pata. So it's Machaikis Tanoi. Babaya, where's Abaya saying, Hosanami, the Tirid of Pligi? They argue there about Tirid of, I got Baya El before. Fani Tanoi, Kiani Tanoi, the Tanoi. So we have a machlaikis. Who's this a machlaikis between? Man Chachamim. I'm a rabbi, Rav Shimoni, Dam Adav Shem, Skav and Mutter. That's a very easy Gemara. That's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Dam Shem, Skav and Mutter. So the first Bia is Mutter. So the Gemara, Malay Abayah, Malay Rav Shimon, Psikresh, Malay Yomus. Now it gets hard. So what was the cash? How could you be boil betchila b'shabbos? It's a psikresha that you're going to be married, you're going to be mesher b'sulim, that you're going to cause bleeding. Amalei. Now kids, let's figure this out. Loika alalu babloim shein bekiyim batiyah. You think everybody's like the Babylonians who are not bekiyim and doing a bia batiyah. Ela yesh bekiyim batiyah. So what's the teretz? What's the teretz? Anybody? How are you allowed to be bought? What's the psychiatrist? Teresis. So who are you talking? The people from Babel or the people not from Babel? What? 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 So about everybody. Does it fit into the next Gemara? If it, you could say, maybe we'll say it's talking about everybody. That's the way we learned before. We learned before that everyone's mutter because it might come out batia. Then the next line of Gemara don't make sense. Look at the Gemara. If you can, again, there are two ways you can learn. Either he's saying only a baki is allowed to do bia on Shabbos, or he's saying anybody. It must be. I'm talking about the way Rashi learned the Gemara. We'll get to Tosfos in a minute. It must be that at this point, like I'm only mata those who are bakiya. Then the Gemara's kasha makes sense. Okay, Tarid Lama. If he's a baki, why is he Tarid? Why is he Tarid? He's a baki. Just say Shane baki. Yaimu baki mutter Shane baki aser. If so, we should say a baki is mutter and a baki is aser. There it says right bakiyim. Now when the Gemara says right bakiyim, Rashi says the Gemara is saying that everyone's allowed to do beer. Why? Because since right people are bekiyim, look at the Rashi, second wide line, hilchastama lapsikresha v'layamasim. No, it's what the Gemara is answering yesterday, the whole discussion here, is that anybody can do bia, even if you're not a baki. Why? Isaac sikresha, we might see them. Teretz is because it may work out to be a hatiya, even though you don't know what you're doing, you're not a baki. It just may work out that way. Follow? That's the Gemara's teretz, the way we learned on Hayom and Beis. The Gemara beforehand, when it said Yadmu Baki Mutter Sheini Baki Yasser, Gemara thought that we're only going to be Matabia for a Baki, and not someone who's not a Baki. Gemara said, if so, Yadmu Baki. So the Gemara says, no, you're right, since right the Kiyam, eh? Therefore, we're Matabia for everybody, even if you're not one of the right. We're not a Baki Batiya. It's still going to be matter for you. Why? Because may it's not secretion. The DNA work out.
How does cousin come about? What does that mean?
See, how does
marry,
it, what?
Married 10 times before and became a bucky.
It's true. How do you become a bucky? Most men only buy a little once in their lifetime. But it means that the key in the Indian of Bia, to a degree, that they would understand how to be. How to be bile without nothing else to see. Yeah, I suppose that's what it means. Because I don't think it means right bekeeping that they go to school to study Hatia. It means from experience they learn somehow what Hatia is. I'm not sure myself what Hatia is, but it seems that it's that it's such a thing. The right people are can work it out that way. So Stama, so what's Rashi learning? That it's always not a sick Rashi. Because it may work out that way. Now, Tosfos does not seem to learn that way. Both Tosfos, but look at Tosfos, right, Bikiyamei. Pachad v'chad misapkinon lei b'rayv, the Kula Matara. What does that mean? Right, Bikiyamei. Pachad v'chad misapkinon lei b'rayv. Someone type that for me.
When we pass it, we look at everyone as something, maybe he is maybe
he's a bucky, maybe he's not a bucky, or maybe he'll do it by Tia, maybe he's not.
Maybe he's bucky,
he's
not a bucky. Maybe he's
bucky. Right. From Rashi, it sounds like the suffix is will he do Atia, won't he do Atia? Tosfos seems to say, will the suffix if he's a bucky or not?
And he's a bucky that
he'll
do by Tia, or he's not a bucky.
If he's a bucky, he'll do it by Tia, not. Why don't we ask him if he's a bucky?
We're taking the general picture and asking, like, how should we
pass him?
And we're looking at it like
from a
general.
Well, why don't we pass him that you tell people the
key of Mutar,
and
they
became a
son?
He doesn't know what he is. So it sounds like from Tosfos. He could be a bucky and not know it. And now it comes out, there's no place to say it. Right, Bikim, hey. Chol chad v'chad v'sabkina labor right. What's going on? Somebody explain? Anybody? See, Tosfos holds that when you bail the tefillah b'Shabbos, you have to try to do it b'atiyah. That's what Tosfos holds. Rashi holds you do a normal bia, it's not going to be a segregation. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says, maybe you're a bucky. What do you mean maybe you're a bucky?
I feel like
even a bucky,
the
Shai
can
stop.
It's not that. Yeah, he's a
bucky. Each person, when the subject, maybe he is what? Maybe he knows how to do it, even though he has no clue. Little does he know, but he's a bucky. What does that mean? Like you can have, do you know what it's like? Like the question is, what is the keys of Hatia? Rashi learns it's like something you have to learn. You're like playing basketball. You can't have a person who's a good ball player and he doesn't know it. He never played, he never shot a basketball before, he can't be a good ball player. Okay? So like Rashi can be. Like Tosfos, so it's like someone is a fast runner. Could it be that someone's a fast runner and he doesn't know it? Right? So it comes out like Tosfos that there are people that have a key back here and they don't know it. I don't exactly how that works. But that's what Tosfos is saying. There are some people that have a key back here and they're not even aware of it. So therefore, everybody, the Bia Rishayna, has to try to do Atiya. Even though he has no clue how you do it. But he has to try to do Atiya. That's what Tosfos is looking for. I don't know. I don't understand Tosfos. Those are the words of Tosfos, no? No, I don't like them. Are those the words of Tosfos? Hey, if somebody has a better shot, I'd love to hear it. I don't know what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is not a psikrasha. Most people are bikinian, and therefore, if you get married, you say, maybe you're a baki, and fine. It could be by the field of Shabbos.
You're too bad.
It's funny that he could be a bucky. No, this person could have a knack for it, but if he doesn't, He can have a knack for being a painter. But if he doesn't paint a couple times, he's not going to, the first time, who knows, maybe the first time he paints, he'll paint a beautiful picture. It's not going to happen the first time. Because you don't know anything about it. Like shooting like a basketball player. A person can get it in. See, that's Rashi. Rashi's saying that he needed not a bucky. You're not a bucky. Maybe the first time you shoot a ball, maybe you'll go in. So you're not a bucky. Maybe the first beer you'll do out to you. That's a Rashi. Tosfos says, no, the miyut people that are not the key, and they won't get it right. But when the subic, maybe you're from the right who are the key. Why do you mean you're from the right who are the key? The words don't make sense. Chol chai v'chai v'sab kinam lei v'rai. Each person was suffered. Maybe he's one of the right. What do you mean he's one of the right? Right people get a right. Not true. Right be a rishayin is a god. Nobody says right for the first time.
Imagine how the Bruno came
out here.
That most people are.
Most people are keen. So he maybe. I'm assuming that he's one of the Bechir. What are you Masufi? Is a guy who never got married before, and you Masufi is a Baki? Yeah, what kind of Baki could he be? So somebody who was married a very long time, they maybe could become a Baki. But somebody who's getting just the man being by over silver the first time. That's also a question. But that's certainly types of service are in Rashi. Rashi, I could understand. It could come out.
It doesn't make sense. That chance is there. Even if he's not a Baki, he takes that chance.
I agree with you, and that's the way Rashi learns. That's not the way Tysus. I don't know. I don't have time to tell you, so we're going to move on. I don't know. You know, you don't have to know. You may be a bucky and you don't know it. What does that mean? You may, who knows, maybe you're a bucky and you don't know it. Do you ever play lacrosse? You know, you might be an expert lacrosse. I don't know what the thing is to say. I don't know. I don't know how to tell you. Rashi is very good. Rashi says, Stoma. Rashi says, Stoma. A stomp person, lap sequential. He's not a Baki. He's for sure not a Baki. But that sequential, maybe the Bia will turn into a Bia Batia. No, it's not. It's not the same as saying. Baki means he knows what he's doing. He can deliberately try to do Hatia. Anyway, this is what I don't understand. Reb Shimon, the Chiddush of Shimon, Simon Dali, is medayit from Roiv Bikiyame. Why does the Gemara say Roiv? Roiv Bikiyame. Who cares if it's Roiv? We try to make it not a psik resha. Right? The idea of this Gemara is that if not a psik resha, it'll be mighty down. So why say Roiv Bikiyame? Hey, it's 50-50. So it's not a psik resha. Right? We said a 50-50 thing is also not a psik resha. So why does it say here right people are the key? The MS is that it's right. But we say no, it's 50-50. And it's 50-50. It's also not a psik resha. But here's perception, it's not 50-50, so it's exactly. If something may or may not happen
50-50.
But you don't need right. Well, you need a sophist. To make it ice sick ratio, you need to be a sophist. What? There's no question that a 50-50 sophist is good. We spoke in the beginning of the Sugya, maybe even a 90%, only 10% of a cooler will be good. 50%. Zach Reb Shimon, from here's a raya to the Shita of the Rabbi Kiva Eger, that a suffix psikresha is a psikresha. We learned last week that a psikresha, that's a suffix l'sha'ava. That a psikresha, that's a suffix, you don't know the l'sha'ava. It means you don't know if there's possible b'chol in the past. we said a suffix with Sha'avar has a dipsic ratio, it's a suffix. But Rav Shimon, same thing here. If it's 50-50, is there a kiyamim or not? So then, it's a suffix with Sha'avar. This person doesn't know if he's a baki or he's not a baki. He's not sure if he's a baki. Whatever it is, the mitzvah exists already. Then he mitzvahs. If he's a baki or he's not a baki. Whatever that mitzvah is, it exists. He just doesn't know. That's what Tosafot says, right? He doesn't know if he's a baki. If it would be 50-50, then it's a suffix psik ratio. And a suffix psik ratio, like Rabbi Kivega, is awesome. So suffix psik ratio is awesome. So Shimon says, from the fact that Gemara Chafzal Roiv the Kiyanim, it's a Raya, the only reason it's Mutter is because it's a Raya that this person is a Baki, he'll be able to be Bayo without a Gam. But it wouldn't be Raya, it would be a it would be 50-50, it would be a Suffolk the Shah, that would be us.
So it's still there, my Raya. It's still there, he knows
when
he does
it
wrong, that he'll realize that it's 7-7,
he was not Baki, not Mishavah.
So
why is it negative 50 or if
it's right? Even if it's right,
he'll
still say,
like, or Kedegar's problem, that there's a Suffolk Mishavah. He'll find out he's not a Baki, and it will come out of Mishavah. Suffolk Mishavah should be asked even if against right.
Yes.
It's just
saying.
It's a good question, but for
Rav Shimon
holds, they're not that way.
They're Halchanachar right. The question is, the right.
Again, like Rashi, you're right. Rav Shimon's Raya makes sense according to Tosafot. According to Tosafot, the subject is this person above you? He doesn't know. But it's a Matthias, either he is or he's not. We'll find out eventually. You know who says that? So Rav Shimon says here in Siman Daled that the Riki Vega makes sense like my explanation of segregation. Shimon's explanation of Psik Resha is that Hainu Hach. That in Mitzvah it's all one thing. The Malacha and what you try to do. But Shimon brings, you go to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim held what's Psik Resha. Reb Chaim said Psik Resha is that we tell the person, our Karchach Yerom Echad. Reb Chaim said, what's Pshat of Psik Resha? Pshat of Psik Resha is, you say you're not Mechavin, if it's Psik Resha, you are a Mechavin. So Shimon says, if you go with Reb Chaim Svara, a suffix sikresha should be mutter. Because if it's a suffix, we can't tell him, akachach yirom mechavim. It's only a suffix sikresha. So therefore, so Reb Shimon, that suffix sikresha is awesome. The raya from Akamara to Reb Kivega, then it's awesome. And the mela raya to my explanation of sikresha. Because if you go to Reb Chaim's explanation of psikresha, that psikresha means that our karkach here are mechavim, so then a suffix psikresha should not be a psikresha. You can't tell a person our karkach here are mechavim if it's a suffix, if it's going to happen or not. So this is Reb Shimon's idea from our Gemara and his Raya. Reb Shimon brings down an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says that a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. A Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair because it's going to pull out hairs. But if he did comb his hair, he doesn't get malchus. If he did, he doesn't get malchus. Why not? Because the Mishnah says, because it's not a psikration. Just combing your hair is not a psikration. You're not for sure going to pull out hairs. What's fair with this? So the kash on this is that Shimon brings is that if Shimon brings that what are you talking about? If it's not a psikresha, then the nazir is allowed to comb his hair. Right? If you use such a comb that's not going to pull out hair, so you're allowed to, even though it might. What? Then you're allowed to. And if it is a psikresha, then you should get malchus. If it's a psikresha, if Kalmi gets here, is Bami going to pull out here? Then it should be Malkus. If it's not a psikresha, it should be Mutter. How could the Rambam say it's Asr, but you don't get Malkus? It's Asr, but you don't get Malkus. What does that mean?
some ended up pulling out nails?
Presumably, otherwise there'd be no question about it. So Rav Shimon says a nice chat. Rav Shimon says, now this you have to know about combing hair. If you don't comb your hair, you don't fall. Rav Shimon says when people comb their hairs, they don't generally pull out the hair that's firmly rooted in their head. They are sa'aris hamadul dalas. It's hairs which are shvach, which are not strong. Hair is constantly changing. People always losing hair. Hopefully it's being replaced. But in a person's head, they are sa'arim, sa'arais hamadul dalas. Hair which is loose. And there's hair which is strong. When you comb your hair with a comb, it's not a sick ratio that you're going to pull out regular hair. Regular hair would not pull out. But you generally lose this arais hamadul dalas. You lose the hairs that are in Yiddish they say backwards. What does the word like that in English? The faculty means you're not sure of your hair or you're there. So hair, which is like half in, half out, that's what falls out when you comb it. The Mela Zakhav Shimon, when a Nazir combs his hair, is it a secretion he's going to pull out hairs? Depends. If he has, at the moment, loose hairs in his head, so then it's a secretion. If he has no loose hairs in his head, it's not a secretion. Does he at this moment have loose hairs in his head? That's a suffix secretion. It's a suffix of Shava. It's a Shava. He doesn't know at any given moment. Does he have loose hair? So he's not allowed to comb his hair because suffix secretion is also. He's not allowed to comb his hair. But if he does, and here's where Shimon gets interesting. Again, the person's combing his hair. You're not allowed to comb your hair because you might have loose hairs in your head which you might pull out. You might not. Suffix kreisha is awesome. So someone gives the nazir hasra, I'm warning you, you're not allowed to comb your hair. If you comb your hair, you're going to get malchus. So he combs his hair, and what do you know? Hairs come out. Should he get malchus? Can't give hasra on a suffix. You can't give hasra on a suffix to shavah. Let's say a nazir has a bottle. He's ready to drink. You tell him, if there's wine in there, you should know you're going to get malchus. So he can get such asra. Listen to Rav Shimon's chaf. Rav Shimon says, when he combs his hair, now you find hairs. So you should get malchus. Maybe that. Maybe he has no loose hairs. And when he combed his hair, he pulled out strong hairs, which was not a secretion. If he pulled out loose hairs, he should get malchus. It's not a secretion, he's definitely going to pull it out. But we don't know. Maybe when he combed his hair, he did something which doesn't usually happen. Maybe he pulled out strong hairs, which was not a secretion. So for that, it was not only that as well. Under strong hairs, it's mutar l'chatchila. As far as it's strong, it's mutar l'chatchila. It's not a secretion. It's only osur because there might be loose hairs. So, because of the loose hairs, it's also to do it. But we don't know if he ended up pulling out loose hairs. Nice, it's a nice chap. You know, you talk about splitting hairs. You chap what he's saying. Rav Shimon is saying that when you comb your hair, you're not allowed to comb your hair because there might be loose hairs which are going to come out. It's a Gemara, really, in Nazir that Ben Ches, he brings, that says that this is off loose hairs. He says like this. You're not combing your hairs because maybe they are loose hairs and it's going to be a secretion. If you know for sure there are no loose hairs, then it will be mutter. And since we pass in, from Shimon pass in Rabbi Kizayga, suffix secretion is awesome. So now you're not allowed to comb your hair. If you did comb your hair and pull out hairs, if you would know you pulled out a loose hair, you'd get malchus. But that was a secretion. But who knows? Maybe you pulled out a strong hair, which doesn't usually happen. Maybe it happened. And that you're allowed to do. So you're allowed to comb your strong hairs. So mainly you don't get malchus.
Isn't it serious that your hair changes and comes falling out from the mat?
But who knows if at this moment he has Sarius and Adudala?
Why should we tell that it's on the Adudala? Why should we think that I'm strong, stronger than there and I'm
also? Only because it's possible. It's possible we can give him up. Maybe not. Maybe he pulled out wrong here. It's because the Mishnah says that's not Sakresh. So here we should be told that in the Sarah Summer $2 is enough to give a person. Maybe it's the time. Rav Shimon's talking funny. He's saying, no, there's loose hairs. Now, when you're going to pull out here, we're going to say it was the strongest. What he's saying is, he was talking about such a cult that here, if there's loose hair, he's definitely going to pull it out. If there's strong hairs, it may or may not. So, at any given moment, a person knows where he told him. Yeah. He doesn't know, that's a self-discretion. Self-discretion is not true. Okay, let's get to Mappis Morsu. Amalei Rava Barachana Labaya Alamiata Shushvinin Lama Mapalama. If there's such a thing as Atiya and it's so common, so why are we looking for Dam with Shushvinin and a Mapa? Amalei Hasa Shema Yeravi. Okay. If there's no Dam, we don't put Shushvinin. If there's no Dam, there's no Dam. There's no problem. It should still be a Psula. But if there is Dam, and the Dam will come out on the Mapa, and Yavid, and she'll never be able to prove she was a Psula. So we would like that if there's Dam, we're going to say that no, that she's a Psula. It seems that Chazal were very into that time, knowing that a woman is a Psula more than maybe today. Matzav Rabban. Here we come to the big case of Hamapis Mursa. The whole Gemara is one line. Hamapis Mursa B'Shabbos, two lines. What's the deal? Someone has a pimple. Mappis Mursa, so you have a pimple, you want to squeeze the pimple. Why do you want to squeeze the pimple? It hurts. That's what it seems. A lot of people squeeze pimples, that happens. Like an acne pimple. It doesn't usually hurt more than squeezing or squeezing. But it's a pus pimple, hurts. So pus pimple, the 20 you're squeezing mishum tzah. Depends what your kavan is. In lasis lo peh chayim. A peh means an opening that's made lahachnas alohai, to take in and to give out. So what's a mappis morsa? You're squeezing the pimple to let the pus out and to let the air in. If that's your kavanah, chayim. That's malacha deraisa. Which malacha? So Rashi says, bayna. I'll get back to that in a minute. You're mighty mimen aleicha pata. If all you want to do is take out and pass your potter, so what's the kasha? So the kasha is, we see there's an iser. How could you be matted to be but it'll be a rishayna? You're taking out dam, even taking out pas is chayiv. What's the kasha? Didn't work. No, I'm sorry, the kasha is the other way. Which way is the kasha? The kasha is paker, because by absuli, you're not mechavit to make a pet. You're not mechavit to do that. The kasha on the one who asked it. How could you ask a beer rishayna by dam besulim? Why is it different than lahaytim imen aleicha? Lahaytim imen aleicha is pater or mutter. There it's actually mutter lachatchila. So why is it not mutter to be mighty dam besulim? So Gemara says hasa pocket va'akar racha pocket va'ayak. Has is not in the is not at all in the system. Taking it out is not a chabura. Dam besulim pocket va'ayak. Damifkipakin, but my yakir, it's still in the system, and therefore it's awesome. Okay. What is Mappis Mursa? So we stop in the beginning. Okay, obviously the main sugya Mappis Mursa is Dabashen and Gavin, but before that, the question of which malacha is Mappis Mursa. Rashi says, Chayiv Shum Misakin Pesach, Chayiv Mishum Bainim. Rashi says it's Bainim. We see this baina by human beings. The Rashi Shita is that it's a malacha of baina. The Rambam, when he brings down Mappis Mursa, he says it's a malacha of makabapatish. Makabe Paratish, you're completing something. A professional doctor, when he's Mapis Mursa, he makes a Pesach, makes an opening, and therefore it's Makabe Paratish. So the question is, why are they arguing about it? To know. So we have to know why Rashi doesn't say like the Rambam, why the Rambam doesn't say like Rashi. Okay? So let's start with why does the Rambam say like Rashi? Like Rashi's Pasha. Why not? That the Rambam about the whole that making a Pesach is not baina. That's not true, because the Rambam says Ha'oisa Pesach b'lul shel tana gaivul. Somebody has a chicken coop. He makes an opening. Lahachnis ulahaitzi, wants to take out the bad air and put in some good air. So he's chayiv. So the Rambam holds making a pair is baina. Chayiv mishum baina. So why doesn't he hold making a pen in Adam is also baina? What?
Where?
Up his mouth. Air. Does the air heal the wound? That's to say, if his kavana is that the air should come in, the doctor opens it up. That's what he does it for. Wants the air to come in. So if that's his reason, then he's coming. So the Avnei Nezer, the tshuva, says that they're arguing if there's binyan by Balei Chayim, if there's binyan or not by a human being, is there a malacha of baina by the guf? The Rambam holds there's no binyan by Balei Chayim. The Rashi holds there is. Aye, by even as a tzeila. So it's not really so shver because we have a rule. Ain binyan be kelim. There's no malacha of baina if you fix a kelim. And yet, by kelim a binyan gomor, if you make a kelim in the first place, there is baina. Ain binyan be kelim is if you fix it. When you make a new kelim, there is baina. So same thing by Balei Chayim. Making a person could be his baina. But fixing something in a person, in a human being, is not baina. So that's what the Avnei Nezer learns is the machlokes here, Rashi and the Rambam. Nafgamina, Lamaisa, yeah. Rashi holds baina. No, Rashi sheet is baina is any baina. Even just fixing things is also baina. The Rambam, who doesn't say baina, he holds baina is only when you build it from scratch. But when you fix something, the Rambam holds is no bind, the Rashi holds there is bind. Okay? So Rashi holds there is bind. What? No, you're taking a guf and making a Pesach in it. The Rambam holds Makabe Paratish there too? Could be. Rashi Grazer didn't say anything there. He didn't say bind anything Makabe Paratish. I pointed out this Rashi when we learned that. The Pesach Utsara. I remember I showed you this Rashi, right? We have here. We have by. Are you said by the there? About your kavinyan, you're right. Okay. It's just funny you didn't bring me even as a tzeila. But Rashi's not a problem. Rashi holds both are baina. So Rashi holds baina is any binyan b'guf is baina according to Rashi. The Rambam holds only if you make a guf, like a Rebbeinu Shlomo make. So otherwise, it's not. Nafgamina. What? Making a golem. Golem is not Balei Chayim. There's a shaila in the Har Tzvi about cementing a false teeth into a person's mouth on Shabbos. Are people have dentures. They have some type of adhesive. With which they put in false teeth. So we all laugh at it, but everybody who uses false teeth was once 20 years old also, right? Also laughed at false teeth, but my life. But anyway, are you allowed to play? Are you allowed to glue that in? What? Can't hear. So what he says, what Tarsi says, is that should be totally in the machlaikis of Yesh Binyan B'Balei Chayim. And then he says, it could be that since it's not permanent, it's not binding. So I didn't understand that the Mappas Mursa is permanent. Make a hole in a pimple, it's permanent. It eventually dries up and disappears. No pimple. It's permanent in the pimple. In this place where you did it, you created something. That's called permanent.
If you go to the back,
the light is not permanent. See, the opening, even if there's a scar, but there's no pad that's permanent. The malach is making an opening that goes in and out. That's not permanent, that's going to heal. The scar is not the opening, that's the pad. The some cipher has a tshuva about a mayil fixing his fingernail. I mentioned to you once that a mayil to do priya, the way some mayil do priya, they have a fingernail which is cut in a certain way. So there's a tshuva in the some cipher. I think it's tshuva ayin tes. Here in this pirushay, he says to look at it. This pirushay on Ksubis. And there he says. He's mesupik if a mayo fixing his nail, if it's malacha deraisa, malacha derabanan. If it's shaykh, the deraisa of baina. Now, kamina is if a guy, you're allowed to get a guy to do a derabanan for you, for a mitzvah, and not a deraisa. So is trimming a fingernail to make it just right as a keli, is that baina or it's not baina? So the chasam sefer, some cipher holds. Well, that's enough community. We're not going to patish anyway. It's not fine. It's not going to patish. What?
It's
not permanent. Not sure. Okay, and some cipher holds with Dina that there is an Isabinian Zairaisa by Gufa Adam, and that the Hartzvi writes that too. The Ben Ishchai in the Tshuva writes that there's no binyan mahalacha by people, by Bali Chayim. So it seems to me like Sapaiskin, if we pass on like the Rambam. It's very good that Ben Ishchai is a Sephardi, he goes with the Rambam Shita. But the Rambam is the one who there's no binyan. And Ashkenazim go with Rashi Shita, that there is binyan. But the problem seems to be Machwaikis that there's binyan. So anyway, it's Machwaikis mahalacha if there's binyan b'guf ha'adam or not. Right, the other flip side is why doesn't Rashi say Makabah Pashish? So that, I don't know anybody who explains why Rashi doesn't say Makabah Pashish. Oh, you know why they don't explain? Because Rashi in the Sechta Shabbos says both. Rabbi Kivega Techen Su Shabbos. Rashi in Shabbos says it's Baina and Makabah Pashish. Mappas Morsi. So Rashi holds it both. So Rashi is not arguing with the Rambam on Makabah Pashish. But the Rambam is arguing with Gabi Baina. There's a malacha. Okay, tomorrow we're going to get into Mappas Mursa some more. This is Reb Chaim that we're talking about the whole sugya. Reb Chaim is a Mappas Mursa right in the beginning of the Shabbos.